The Reserve Bank and other central banks have been denounced by the free market think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, for making serious mistakes, which led to inflation getting out of control. The paper released this morning says central banks were too confident in their abilities, their policies and their assumptions and forgot what their core jobs were. Co-author Bryce Wilkinson is with us now. Good morning, Bryce.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think this will come as a great surprise given the situation we are in. But they have, of course, argued that they did what they did because if they didn't, there would have been a lot of business failures and a lot of job losses. So you don't think that that's the case? They should have let that happen?
No, the argument is that early in 2020, when COVID was first striking and there were lockdowns, there was some need to assist governments, but the central banks have held, pumped the global capital markets with money to an unprecedented degree, and they've been much too slow to pull back on that. They didn't forecast the inflation, which is currently broken out, and when it did break out, they first said it was temporary. So now they're more in a backs-to-the-wall situation, where expectations have got away on them, and the more they raise interest rates, the more they risk precipitating recession. So they're in a bind, and that's a mess. And our paper talks about, well, just what were the mistakes which got them into this mess and us into this mess?
Well, a lot of it must be forecasting and modelling, because if we go back to that period in 2020, a lot of forecasters, economists were predicting unemployment to go 10, 20, I even saw some saying 30%. Now, if you're confronted with the prospect of depression-like unemployment, then the response from the central banks doesn't seem so bizarre.
No, well, in 2020, as I've said, it was understandable. It's the failure to reverse in time and the complacency about having inflation expectations under control that are the difficult, that is what's caused us to be in the situation we're in now in the middle of 2022.
Interestingly, you think they, and you co-authored this with the former Reserve Bank Governor, didn't you, Graham Wheeler?
Yes, indeed.
You think, both of you think, that the bank needs to acknowledge that it made mistakes so that it can kind of rebuild its credibility, is that right?
Yes, absolutely, yes. Our report lists about six types of mistakes which we think have been part of this, and you've put your finger on one in your early remarks. One is the oversimplicity of the models they've been using.
Why the criticism about the banks, I guess, embracing of Māori culture, te ao Māori worldview? I mean, what impact does that really have? It's doing its core job. What's the problem with it also expanding its worldview?
The problem is not doing its core job well enough. And getting involved in these things which are essentially peripheral to the prime goal of price stability. What people need from central banks is that they don't let inflation blow out. They keep the purchasing power of money, and it's that which has been put at risk. So these other things are distractions.
But every central bank in the world has essentially gone through the same problem. I mean, all the central bank here is doing is just, in terms of appreciating te ao Māori, that why can't it sort of walk and chew gum at the same time?
Well, it can, as long as it does the core job well. On your first point, yes, Charles Goodhart, an ex-noted economist at the Bank of England, he's now retired, said, yes, central banks have all been doing much the same thing, and they've all been getting it wrong. And that's why we've got the situation we're in now.
So what should happen from here? Just finally, what should happen from here? We've seen criticism too from the former chairman of the Reserve Bank, Arthur Grimes, too. So what is the solution in order to restore some credibility, certainly in the likes of your eyes and some in the financial community? I'm not sure the big banks are that phase, to be honest.
To get inflation down, the central banks have to convince investors, workers, employers, that inflation's going to be got down low again and kept down low. So raising interest rates is you know, the central means of doing that. But they've got to do it with, they've got to signal their determination in a credible way. Our report's arguing that they can start to achieve credibility by analysing the mistakes that have been made to get us into the situation, and then explaining what they're going to do to redress them and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Bryce, thank you very much for that. Bryce Wilkinson there from the think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, with a co-authored report. Graham Wheeler, former Reserve Bank Governor, also part of that report looking at the performance of the Reserve Bank in New Zealand in recent years.